Make them hear you. Make them hear
you. This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. The Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court hearings are developing by the hour, so by the time this airs, things may be completely different. Will Christine Blasey Ford, who claims Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her, even testify? Because Donald Trump and Republicans have refused to ask the FBI to spend a couple days investigating her claims, there will no doubt be more unanswerable questions. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse has attacked Republicans' quote, astounding disregard for basic due process, calling the hearings, quote, a kangaroo court because the Republicans have done everything in their power to prevent the consideration of any outside evidence. But let's look at what both sides are saying that we do know. Judge Kavanaugh flatly denies that anything happened. He wasn't at the party. He never got so drunk he blacked out. Mark Judge, the friend who was allegedly in the room with Kavanaugh and Ford, doesn't want to talk about this, but denied having any recollection of the party, and he doesn't have to testify. A lawyer for the woman Ford said was at the house also said she didn't know Kavanaugh and that she did not remember the party. So Kavanaugh and possible witnesses deny it happened at all. But then Kavanaugh's own spokesman came out and said it was just rough horseplay. Which was it? Dozens of women who have known Kavanaugh throughout his life have said that he would never do such a thing. But James Roche, Kavanaugh's roommate in the fall of 1983, stated, quote, he was a notably heavy drinker, even by the standards of the time. He became aggressive and belligerent when he was incoherently drunk. Roche was good friends with Deborah Ramirez, who has now said Kavanaugh thrust his exposed penis at her at a college party, and he believes her. Donald Trump has tweeted that if any of this happened, it should have been reported decades ago. We do know that the shame and trauma of sexual assault leaves its victims reluctant to go public for decades, if ever. According to Bureau of Justice statistics, 34.8% of rapes and sexual assaults are reported to the police, 5.7% of all rapes result in an arrest, and only 0.6% result in jail time. These are daunting odds for any woman. As for false reporting of sexual assaults, law enforcement estimates range between 2% and 10%, and most false reports of rape and sexual assaults come from ex-wives in child custody cases. Others point out that Ford can't remember the date or address where the party took place. Now, from my college days, I can't remember the location of a single party I attended, but I certainly remember some of the things that happened. I personally broke up a gang rape once, and I remember every detail like it was yesterday. Whatever comes out of these hearings, very soon your senators are likely to have to vote for or against Kavanaugh. Based on whatever evidence finally comes out and what evidence is suppressed, if you have an opinion on the matter, you can contact your senators and share your concerns. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.